Panie prezydencie,
Mr. President,
szanowni państwo,
distinguished ladies and gentlemen, dear inmates, my fellows, you are in the German concentration camp of Auschwitz as an element that is an enemy of the Third Reich. For Jews, 2 weeks. For priests, a month. For young and healthy, 3 months. This is how long you have the right to live. No longer than that. All and any insubordination or rebellion will be ruthlessly stamped down. For any resistance to authorities, attempted escape, death is the penalty. The only way out from here is through the chimney of the crematoria. These are the words that were shouted out by the Lagerführer SS Hauptsturmführer Harl Fritsch to us, 728 Polish political prisoners of the first transport on the 14th of June 1940. They were made our reality with criminal persistence for over 4.5 years of existence of the Konzentrationslager Auschwitz. A testimony to this are hundreds of transports, Poles, Soviet prisoners of war, Jews, Roma, and representatives of several other nations. It was proven by terror, hunger, fennel shots, selections in the bunkers of the 11th block, and executions at the Wall of Death. This was from the very first days. In mid-1942, the Auschwitz concentration camp was transformed into the death camp, Vernichtungslager. Coming to the railway ramp every day are transports of Jews from all the captured parts of Europe. SS doctors conduct selections. Women who can work are taken to the blocks of Auschwitz I and men to Birkenau. Pregnant women, the ailing, the old, and children go to the guest chambers. The Holocaust takes a deathly toll, and the efficiency of crematoria and the pyres is still not sufficient for the henchmen. Around Auschwitz, several tens of similar subcamps are developed, to which camp administration provides the labor, cashing plenty of money for the work of the slaves, slaving in the Hitlerite industry and mines. The madness of the overpeople, the Übermenschen, is opposed by the stronger individuals. From the first day, an incessant struggle for biological survival continues. A struggle to take away from death the maximum number of beings and for preservation of human dignity. Within the camp and around the camp, there was also an organized resistance, a movement managed by the Home Army, Polish Socialist Party, and the Peasants' Battalions, BH. The dedication of the Polish people from the zone around the camp did not have a price, priceless and efficient form of self-defense were escapes from the camp. Inmates escaped to take out documents of SS crimes, to pass to the world the truth about the camp, and to fight in arms with the occupant. Few were lucky enough to experience that. Only 10% of the escapes ended in success. To the sound of the siren, special pursuit SS units supported by the armed patrols of the German Bauers, who replaced the resettled Poles, went for pursuit and chase campaigns. The excruciating yell of the siren inspired fear in the inmates due to the repressions, but it also gave hope that the world will learn about the crimes of the Nazi at KL Auschwitz-Birkenau. I myself heard that siren for the last time late in the evening on the 27th of February 1943, when, having escaped from Auschwitz among the floating ice, I was crossing the Sowa River. That sound continues to vibrate in my subconscious ever since. I have paid a high price for escaping from the camp. Following the repression, Sicherheitsdienst arrested my sister and mother, who was deported to KL Auschwitz-Birkenau and from there to Ravensbrück. Luckily, they have lived through that Gehenna. The merciful fate made it that today, on the 70th anniversary of the Auschwitz-Birkenau Monowitz camp complex by the Red Army, together with my colleagues, former inmates of KL Auschwitz-Birkenau, I can now be standing before the monument to the victims of Nazi in Birkenau to honor the memory of those who did not survive, those who passed away. Let us honor them with a moment's silence.
Dziękuję.